Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is a rebroadcast of a Brian Lehrer Show segment, so don't even think about calling in. But you can comment on our webpage at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Among the many remnants of the economic boom, perhaps none is as striking as the sight of luxury condominiums. Gleaming glass, bamboo floors, granite counters, and the rooftop gyms, all empty. The market for $800,000 two-bedrooms in central Brooklyn ain't what it used to be. Meanwhile, working and middle-class people are doubling up, as we heard on the show recently, unable to afford adequate housing in too many numbers. Democratic State Assemblyman Hakeem Jeffries proposes an elegant solution. He wants the vacant luxury condos turned into affordable housing. He represents the Brooklyn neighborhoods of Clinton Hill, Fort Greene, and Flatbush, and he's here in our studio. Assemblyman Jeffries, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm sure plenty of your constituents can envision delicious scenes. The beleaguered poor, long subject to landlord harassment, who felt their neighborhood shifting beneath them in the past 10 years, staking claim to the palaces of the wealthy who would have pushed them out. It's Robin Hood stuff, and we're certainly in a populist moment, it seems, around the country. But what are you really proposing?
Well, it's a wonderful opportunity that I think has been presented to us in a context of, as you mentioned, you know, working families, middle class folks, senior citizens, really having been gentrified out of their communities in such large numbers, unable to afford, in many cases, the very places that they've only ever called home as a result of the abusive landlord practices, the housing market that skyrocketed out of control, and luxury condominium after luxury condominium that was being built, not for them, but as a result of the collapse of the housing market, what we now have in the communities that I represent in Brooklyn, as well as other parts of New York City, in Harlem and Washington Heights and Williamsburg, are these vacant, luxury, empty condominiums or luxury rentals where the owners have no hope of being able to move them for the prices that were initially envisioned.
Do you have a census? How many units are empty, or what defines luxury?
Well, we conducted a survey in the communities that I represent, Fort Greene, Clinton Hill, Prospect Heights, parts of Bedford-Stuyvesant, and Crown Heights, and there were 66 luxury condominium-type buildings or luxury rental buildings that were either under construction, completed but unoccupied, or completed and only partially occupied. And that's just in one assembly district, and there's 66 in the city of New York.
And what happens to those apartments, and what happens to the owners of those developments?
Well, essentially, if you're unable to move those units, the landlords or the developers are unable to recoup their investments that were placed in them. Many of them are in risk of foreclosure. Some will just sit vacant for months, if not years, until the market recovers to some degree, though economists don't envision us recovering to the degree that once existed in New York.
So would your proposal compensate these landlords or developers in a certain way and open these up, these apartments up as affordable housing? How would that actually work?
Well, what we're suggesting is that if you look at the underlying debt of these buildings, if you can find a way to refinance the underlying debt, for instance, to make it less expensive, the mortgages on these buildings, then you can either rent the apartments or you can sell the apartments at amounts that were much less than what was initially envisioned. And the way to do that is if you think about the fact that these banks, whether it's Bank of America or Citibank or Chase, right now are essentially government-owned banks that were bailed out by billions and billions of dollars of taxpayer money, I can think of no better use for these banks circulating our money back into the economy than in helping to lead a revolution for affordable housing.
With direct subsidies to renters?
Well, refinancing the underlying mortgages to make them less expensive, either through direct subsidies to renters or to the landlords or the developers who are then able to rent them or sell them at a less expensive rate.
Now, in her State of the City address in February City Council Speaker Christine Quinn proposed a similar plan, citing the glut of luxury units. She had this to say.
Thousands of those homes never sold, left like tarnished trophies of the building boom. These vacant apartments, now they represent our best asset in the fight for affordable housing. We're announcing a new partnership between the council and the Bloomberg administration to turn these unsold apartments into affordable homes. Where developers have units they can't sell, the city will negotiate the lowest possible price and make these homes affordable for middle-class families to rent or buy.
So is what you're proposing already in existence?
Well, I've spoken to Christine Quinn, and I was pleased with that statement that she made during her State of the City address. And she's suggesting that there be an acquisition fund to acquire some of these vacant units. That is one approach that can be taken. Refinancing the underlying debt to make these apartments cheaper is another approach. Also giving tax incentives to developers to incentivize them to transform these units from luxury into affordable is another approach. I've talked to the Bloomberg administration about these different ways to deal with this situation. They've embraced the general concept, but now we're waiting for them to turn the rhetoric into reality. And we're hopeful that they also view this as an excellent opportunity to reverse what really are monuments to greed and excess that litter gentrifying communities all across the city of New York and deal with the affordable housing crisis in a real way.
Given the market, why does government have to intervene at all? Maybe this is an instance where the market will actually help out the little guy because more vacancies will mean prices will fall.
Well, unfortunately, what we've seen is that a lot of developers have been slow to transform and have, you know, instead of dealing with the realities of the changing market, what they've essentially done is warehouse these units. Some will warehouse them to the point of bankruptcy or foreclosure. Others are going to try and ride out this economy and then market these units at the high-end luxury prices that they initially envisioned. That's an unfortunate thing. And this is really about the struggle for the soul of our city. What kind of city are we going to become? A city where only working wealthy folks or well-income, high-income folks can afford to live, or where working families and middle-class people can continue to make these neighborhoods vibrant?
By the way, when taking calls from recently unemployed people earlier in the show, we had a call from a business owner, small business owner, owns a pub in the Wall Street area, who is having to shut down his business because he said he's getting evicted, and he thinks that increasing rent might have something to do with it. And we're hearing this from around the city, that even while residential rents are going down and obviously property values are going down, that commercial rents are still going up. Are you seeing that in your district?
Well, I think they've stabilized to some degree in the outer boroughs, but there has been a degree of commercial gentrification where many of the small businesses have been pushed out of the communities that I represent, as well as other outer borough communities, because of commercial landlords attempting to take advantage of the skyrocketing rents. Right now, we're in the midst of a pause, and it's terrible that so many people are out of a job and that the economy, we're essentially in the midst of what has been termed the Great Recession. But there's opportunity right now to deal with the affordable housing crisis, come out of this recession in a better place for working families and middle-class folks.
Assemblyman Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat from Brooklyn, proposing that vacant luxury housing be used for affordable housing. June in Yonkers says she's seen this before. Hi, June.
Oh, hi. Yes, I have. When I moved to New York in the late 70s to go to film school at NYU, I worked on a couple of student documentaries on in-rem housing, which was these were buildings that were in remission and where the landlord was actually became the city of New York because the landlords failed to pay their taxes or for whatever reason. And I saw the city of New York as a landlord not providing basic services like water and heat to these tenants in the Riverside Edgecombe neighborhood. And also what happens is if you don't turn this housing stock into affordable housing stock, you wind up with the South Bronx. You wind up with block after block of, you know, empty houses. There's an article in the New York Times, the Sunday Times, about, you know, luxury housing rotting in Arizona or Greenwich, Connecticut, or, you know, any number of places. The smart thing to do would be to turn this into affordable housing stock.
So you're for Assemblyman Jeffrey's proposal. Susie in the Bronx is not, right, Susie?
I am not, but not if it involves paying off the landlords again. The whole real estate industry was sold out. We were sold out by Bloomberg and Quinn when they gave tax abatements and zoning changes and ruined so many neighborhoods. We're broke. The city is broke. The state is broke. They're closing libraries. They're overcrowding schools. They have no money for fire departments, and they want us to bail out these developers who are millionaires and billionaires so that when the next bubble comes along, they'll be able to do this again.
And Susie, we're almost out of time, but Assemblyman Jeffries, talk to Susie.
Susie, I understand your frustration, but this is not a bailout plan for developers. It's envisioned essentially as a bailout plan for working class folks and middle-class communities that have been gentrified to the brink of extinction. And what we're proposing to do is to do this in a revenue-neutral way that doesn't adversely affect the finances of the city. For instance, if you can encourage banks to refinance the underlying debt, that doesn't have an impact on the city's bottom line. What that does is it allows the units to be moved at an affordable price. And folks who are in desperate need of housing can get that housing and not be sent out of New York City.
So who will decide ultimately if this plan goes forward? Because after this conversation, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who need affordable housing and would just, love to put their teapot down into one of these vacant luxury homes.
This is going to be a city, state, and federal effort. All three levels of government are going to have to be involved. Right now we have buy-in from some of the local Congress members. I've been in conversation with both Senator Schumer and Senator Gillibrand's office. And, of course, Christine Quinn is behind this effort, and the Bloomberg administration has been responsive.
And how long would it remain affordable? Just until the market comes back?
No, what we're looking for is permanent affordability if we can create affordable home ownership. Which would be critical so that it helps to stabilize neighborhoods over the long term. But to the extent that you have affordable rentals, we'd look at a minimum of about 20 years, which is currently consistent with other aspects of the law.
Assemblyman Hakeem Jeffries, another reason for your colleagues in the Senate to get back to work, right?
Absolutely.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, stay with us.